When our leaders were in Paris, they had informal consultations, and we have also been having our own Peace and Security Council reviewing these matters. It has been decided that we should, given the surge of sectarian conflict, that we should increase troops levels so as to be able to contain the situation.
The issue of funding the African Union-led force in Central African Republic is an issue. Has that been resolved?
First of all, we are so grateful that the countries themselves have come forward to contribute troops. But as you know, it takes resources to be able to mobilize and mount such an operation. A number of countries have also come forward to give support, some of it materially, some of it finance. To start with, the European Union has pledged to give some funding to the level of 50 million, and the US and others. And I would say initially, yes, we do have some kind of seed capital we can start with in terms of mounting the operation. But of course, you never budget for this, so one cannot say a situation like this is a crisis, because it is a crisis, because precisely for the fact that you don't plan for it, you don't budget for it.
What do you say to critics who say that this was seen coming and that the regional powers should have been a little bit more proactive in order to prevent this level of bloodshed that is currently ongoing?
Well, high vision is always a vision 2020, but we can always say, okay, right from the beginning, if you go way back in March or before that, we have had a presence of economic community for Central Africa countries. As you know, that we have had MINOBAC with the troops that have been contributed by the countries neighboring Central Africa. And the African Union itself, way back from March, we've been very active in, first of all, suspending the Central Africa Republic, setting up a process to bring them back to constitutionality, and also making arrangements for transition to elections and all that. So we've been there, but you could never be able to predict the undercurrents that led to this surge of conflict. And that's why I said, when you look back, you can say, oh, we anticipated it. But that doesn't mean there was no action taken, because you can see right from the beginning. Like anything else, this is some situation that got out of hand from what was seen as a process that was moving forward.
So how many troops from the contributing countries is the African Union expecting in the Central African Republic? And will there be future increases if need be, following the escalation of violence?
At the moment, the authorization which was given by the UN Security Council is around 3,500. But given the recent decisions and because of this surge in sectarian conflict, one is looking at 5,000 plus. And so this is the challenge we are also trying to deal with, because with increased numbers, it means you must also commensurate with these numbers, have the capacity, first of all, to airlift them to and give them logistical supplies to be able to carry out the mission as envisaged.